Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. We're back inside the building once again for another edition of the Interview Hour, our daily interview series where we speak to different artists from around the world about the projects they're working on, the sounds they're creating, and of course, what's on the way from them today. I'm very excited to get into this conversation. We actually run a tune from them earlier on this week, and I was very excited to do so. I got a fantastic response from you, our fabulous listenership, and it's a tune I absolutely love. So we are joined today by Candy Bleeks. How are you doing?
I'm fine, ladies, dragon, mafia.
It's good to get you on. It's really good to get you on. I'm excited for this conversation. Obviously, we most recently ran the new single on the show, about a week ago now. As I said, we got a fantastic response to it. I'm absolutely loving the sounds, and I'm loving the sort of directions you're bringing. But the first thing I want to kind of dive into, obviously, whenever we bring someone on the show for the first time, I like to get a bit of background on them, kind of find out where the sounds come from. So let's go all the way back to the beginning for yourself and kind of find out, what was the sort of first moment for you that you realized you wanted to be kind of making music, being involved in music in general?
What happened is, you know, I'm from the streets, like, you know, I'm from the street. Like, my parents, we are not really good, you know, we were like hustling. So I grew up in the streets and I know what it means for you to grow up in the streets. You know, the streets is streets, you know, so it's actually when I was in secondary school, I was the class rep in my class, and there was a competition that was going on, but the person that was supposed to represent my class did not come. So, you know, as the class rep, I have to like do whatever I have to do to make sure my class participates. So I had no choice than to go. So, you know, there was a rapper, there was a guy that do rap. I'm like, yo, what's up, bro? Can you help me write some lyrics? Let me go do this for our class. And he wrote the lyrics. I went, our class won. And I became a little bit popular in school. I'm like, come on, this is not bad. I think I should pay more. You know, I was loving the attention I was getting in school. So I actually had to like pay more attention to it and focus on music.
Amazing. It's a cool thing to do. I've actually got a very similar story myself. It's a very kind of similar scenario. So it's cool. It's cool to see, obviously, that sort of early route. So when you've then kind of started to take it more seriously and you've started to go, you know what, I'm very interested in rolling with this. Like, who are the sort of early influences you're looking at music wise? Was it mainly people around you, or was it kind of more sort of already established musicians?
Yeah. You know, when I got to university, it's called college over there. You know, when I got to university, I went to study medicine. And my first year in school, I was, you know, first semester, I was a serious girl, a serious student. I was doing everything. But, you know, there was this particular guy in school then. He was really, really popular. You know, university life is like another world entirely. So, you know, it was like our A-list, our Wizkid in school, and everybody was like, yo, who is this guy? And I look at him, I'm like, I wish to be more popular than this guy. Like, I want to enjoy what this guy is enjoying, and I feel like I want to do music more. So I have to, like, switch my course from medicine to physiology to make the stress a little bit easier on me. And I was focusing on music till my parents couldn't afford to, like, you know, continue paying for my school fees. So I had to, like, leave school. I have to drop out, go learn video directing. From there, you know, when you are directing video, you tend to meet some artists and know much about music. So as I was directing, as I was learning video directing, I get to enter studio more, meet artists. I was loving it. And I was like, this is what I want to do.
Amazing. It's such an interesting kind of transition then, going from very kind of academic subjects and sort of layouts, yep, going from that, switching it entirely, and then landing, yep, in a much more sort of media music sort of scenario. It's a really cool kind of switch up. I mean, I've been looking through the catalog. I've been looking through your sort of directions as an artist over the years. Obviously, back in 2019, the sort of first thing that is available on Spotify, a huge link up, obviously, between yourselves, Latan, Naira Marley. Like, it's such a cool kind of overall thing. Talk me through how that first comes together, like, for the, because that's the first thing that people see when they scroll back, yeah, on your catalog.
Yeah. For Zlatan and Naira Marley, I was doing freestyle on Instagram as at 2018. I was doing different rap freestyle. I kept on posting posting endlessly, and one of my freestyle friend, and Naira Marley sent me a DM. Is like, yo, what's up? Whenever I'm in Nigeria, let's hook up and make some magic. So when Naira Marley got to Nigeria, I started, you know, testing him, trying to meet up with him. And fortunately for me, I was able to meet him at Zlatan's place. On getting there, Zlatan already promised me a vast long time ago. So I'm like, oh, let me make a song with Naira and also make a song with Zlatan. But then Zlatan manager was my friend then. So she was like, what's up? Instead of like doing two different songs, why don't you put both of them on a song? You know, they are alt, it will help this song. I'm like, yeah, let's do this.
It's a good way of doing it.
So that was how I add them on the song.
Amazing. Like, do you remember how that? I know it's a little while ago now, and obviously you're focused a lot more on the sort of newer sort of sounds you're going with, but do you remember how the reaction was when that landed?
Yeah, you know, the song was full of Lamba, you know. Everybody knows, oh, Naira Marley is the Lord of Lamba, like, and same as Zlatan, you know, they are also like the King of Street and Avi Ladies Dragon, you know, the energy was high, like the track was very tight. So yeah, it was a strong vibe we got from people like, wow, Zlatan, oh, this one killed it, this one did this, this one did that, you know. Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, this is where it gets exciting then, obviously, moving forward in the catalogue. You had quite a busy year last year, 5 releases, a lot of cool collaborations in there as well, obviously, the likes of Tenny, Zuchi, a lot of cool names. Like, were you kind of looking back over last year, were you happy with the kind of output you ended up putting out there? Because it seemed like it was quite an increase in releases.
I don't really get you. Can you come again?
As in, like, when were you like happy with how much stuff you ended up putting out last year? Because there's quite a high amount of releases.
Yeah. You know, I was unable to really like do my thing like fully last year. I should even say since 2020, you know, I was supposed to like drop back to back, but due to COVID in 2020, I couldn't release. And last year, I want to release also, but then my label 102 was going on. We were trying to, like, you know, get things done together. Like, we are trying to get things together. So, yeah, I put out releases, but I wasn't really, really excited because I expected those music to do more and I wanted, you know, to do more. You get? But, yeah, we are. Excited right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. We're now obviously in 2022. We've had a lot more sort of time to kind of move forward. Yeah. As I was saying earlier, we've been playing a release from you, which has been absolutely smashing it. Takuku, incredibly cool release. The overall arrangement's great. Do you want to talk me through how the story of the tune, how it kind of came together in the first place? Like, is this one that's been in the locker for a while, or is it quite actually a recent recording?
You mean Takuku?
Yeah.
You know, for Takuku, I was done recording. I was done recording already, and I wanted to go to Dubai, and my label, they spoke to me. They were like, "Oh, Candy, we want you to, like, you know, do a studio camp, a recording camp, and make some new music before you travel," because I just came back from Kenya then, and I'm like, "Okay, do you know what? If you want me to do any camp anymore, because I've made music with some certain people, I'm like, do you know what? Just get me Rexy. I want Rexy. Like, I really need to make a song with Rexy." And, you know, at first it was going to be an issue. And I'm like, no Rexy, no camp. Rexy never knew. Like, I didn't tell Rexy because after the song we became friends. But I didn't even tell him that, yo, like, it has to get to the stage where I have to say no Rexy, no camp, you know, because I feel like I had the song with everyone already. But then me and Rexy, we wanted to make music since, I think, 2 years ago, but we kept on postponing. And I'm like, let's just be done with this already. And yeah, Rexy came, I played him my projects, I told him what I want, and he's like, don't worry, I got you, Candy. And it was, you know, making the beats, and vibes were just coming, you know, from left and right, so it's coming, but mostly, especially the chorus, it's like my pain, you know, because firstly, the title of the song is Takuku, and the meaning of Takuku means, you know, something you don't want to do, but you don't have a choice than to do it. So you don't want to dance to my music, but you don't have a choice. You will dance to it whether you like it or not. So it's like from the bottom of my heart, like FLA, FHO, like you will dance, you will listen to my music, you will vibe to my song. So it was just like for my art, you know, it was just too good combination, and inspiration was just coming from left and right. Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, the thing is, the energy that you're talking about, you can definitely feel it within the tune. I felt it in the studio when I first read it for the first time. I couldn't sit still, which is such a... I've always felt that's like a massive compliment when you can't sit still to a tune. That's like the best compliment I think you can kind of give. If it makes you move, that's what everyone's kind of going for. Like, obviously, off the back of this as well, it's done really well response-wise. How have you found the response to the tune?
You know, for my parents, they are quite excited, you know, because different people are calling them and telling them that this is what's going on. And you know, even in the hood, like the song is actually everywhere. If my dad is here, my dad's friends is calling, oh, I'm here, I'm hearing your daughter's song. My mom is calling me, yo, I'm telling this so person, I'm your mom, they don't believe me. You know, it's a whole lot of, you know, many. Now I have to, like, I'm trying to, like, balance my life, music life, family life, everything together. But then it's going. We are neat.
Yeah, it's crazy. Again, I saw a stat that was really interesting on your socials. It's reached over 1 million streams now across all platforms put together. Congratulations, first and foremost, which is an awesome achievement. And it's a real kind of jump up, I feel. I feel this is almost like a, not necessarily a blow-up tune for yourself, but I feel like it's one that that's almost kind of finally showing people what you're about musically. And you can kind of hear that in the sound listening through it. I've got to ask the question, which I always do ask people. Did you expect this one to have as big an impact as it's had?
Sincerely speaking, it was expected, you know, sincerely, like, because I that wasn't the song I wanted to drop at first, you know. It was how excited everyone around me was, everybody around me, you know. There's a particular friend of mine from Easton, and she listened to the song from Dubai to New York, from New York to I think she went to another state before she went to Easton, and she had to call me and be like, Candy, I listened to this song throughout all my journey. Please, you have to release this song. Please. You know, it was just all the people around me were in love with the music that I have no choice than to, like, you know, switch. So everybody believed in the song. So I was even praying to God that this song has to enter, because if this song does not, where, like, you know, when you are like, this is my hope, this is it, like, this is my last card. So yeah.
Well, this is the thing. It definitely feels like a card well played, because obviously it is blowing up. We're seeing incredible numbers across streaming platforms, which is it's always an exciting thing to see. But I feel this is obviously not the first thing. It's not the last thing we're going to see from you. Obviously, I'm hearing talks on numerous platforms from yourself about the about an upcoming release that's going to follow on from this. I actually saw something on your YouTube channel a couple of days ago saying the EP is coming, which I was really excited to see. So yeah, do you want to talk to me? What's happening? What's on the way? I'm so excited to hear about this.
You know, firstly, the title of the project is the Fire EP, and it's dropping on the 24th of June, which is on Friday. And you know, when you hear Fire EP, you should expect fire. You know, they call me Ladies Dragon. You know, I have this color hair and all. That's because I'm trying to, like, you know, say something. I'm trying to, like, push some energy. So from the EP, you should expect good music. I did not feature anyone. It's just me, because I want everyone to have enough of Candy. 6 tracks, amazing music. You're going to love it. Amazing. You love Sikuku, you will love Fire EP.
Amazing. I'm so excited to listen through it, just purely because, more than anything else, obviously you're a very kind of enthusiastic performer. You kind of hear it in your sound as well. You do hear that kind of good energy coming through of what you're doing. So to have, like, a full 6-track experience of that in kind of one place, it's going to be really exciting. Having, like, obviously I've looked through the catalog and stuff. Am I right in thinking this is your first kind of full project that you're putting together as a full project?
This is my first EP, my first project.
That must be an exciting feeling to kind of have it all out there in one place.
I am really, really excited. Like, I want to drop this project. Like, yo, I've been listening to other projects and I feel like, I don't know, the best.
Well, there we go. I'm really excited to obviously get into it. We are going to jump into the sounds of Te Kuku next, which I'm really excited to do. Before that, though, obviously, we're based over here in the UK, so I just want to make sure if people are locked in and they've obviously liked the sounds that they're hearing, that they can follow you on socials and kind of find what you're doing and follow what you're doing. So in regards to sort of social media platforms, what's the best place to find you and what's the name that people can follow you under?
On Instagram, I am Candy Blix, you know, IAMCAN. DYBLEAKZ. I am Candy Blix. Facebook, just Candy Blix. Twitter, I am Candy Blix. Snapchat, I am Candy Blix.
There we go. That's what we like to hear. Well, I've got to say thank you, first of all, for taking the time out of your day to speak to us. It's been really interesting kind of hearing about the story, hearing about your kind of journey musically more than anything else. And I'm so excited to listen through the EP. So thank you for coming on. It's been great fun.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm honored to.
Each and every time. Right then, people, keep it locked and don't go anywhere. We're going to get into the sounds of Te Kuku next. And then following on from that, we're going to jump into today's edition of the Dub Shack. So keep it locked and don't go anywhere. It's Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio. Wow.
Trickstar Radio. Live from the South Coast.